This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from our flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us, as well as our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, along with all those working on the COVID-19 and coronavirus effort, keeping America free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working the oil fields wherever they're at here in the country or around the world, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Denise Simon, and good morning, Denise.
Morning.
Now, before I get started on the President's press conference yesterday, I want to point out that there are four states today that are having protests of some sort. One of them is our home state of Florida, and there's going to be a protest on the Capitol steps in Tallahassee. Don't know what time. Nelson didn't tell me, but he did say there's a protest there today. Also in Ohio, also in Michigan. That's the big one, I do believe, and one in North Carolina. Now, you know about the one in Michigan, right?
I did.
And that's about the governor, pretty much, correct?
Well, you know, again, it goes back to, you know, everybody being essentially on house arrest. You know, this governor of Michigan, the stuff, she even, for, you can go into a store, but there's certain things you can't even buy when you're in the store. She like, you know, and the, one of them was
grass seed and flower seed, yep.
Flower seeds.
Yep.
Well, that's what people want to do to keep themselves busy. I mean, where's the risk in that? So, yeah, Michigan's mad.
Yeah, and of course, North Carolina, they want their state house. Well, they want to be freed. They want to go back to work, and the same for Ohio. Now, we did see Governor Cuomo yesterday with pretty much the states in the Northeast, except for Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, put together a little bit of a coalition down towards Maryland.
Yep.
And they're getting ready to do whatever they're getting ready to do. And then today, at 3 o'clock our time, noon West Coast time, Governor Newsom out in California, along with Oregon and Washington, the governors there, are going to have a press conference talking about their plans to reopen now that the virus spread has slowed down out there. So everybody's kind of gearing along.
Well, everybody's kind of looking for the target date of being on or right at May the 1st. And, yes, Cuomo did announce that he and his bordering states have gotten together with those governors, and they are coming up with a plan. That was actually asked by one of the people in the media at the White House presser yesterday. It was asked if any of these governors had submitted their plans to the White House. And Trump didn't really answer that, and neither did Pence. I don't think that they have actually shared their plans on how this thing necessarily goes. But in the meantime, the reopening council that Trump was putting together to issue guidance for the governors to reopen across the United States is up to, actually it includes 100 business people. And they've touched pretty much, you know, business leaders in each of the industries, you know, categories.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you're going to have a cogent conversation with 100 of them, but anyway, I'm glad that, you know, each industry gets to have some kind of a voice in all of this. But, you know, they will be putting together a recommendation on the economy within the next few days. And then that guidance would then go to the governors, and it would necessarily be married with what the governor's plans are, whether they on an individual basis or a collective basis, a group basis, to put the economy back on green light. So, and, you know, the big point here in all of this is the notion that, you know, Des Moines, Iowa doesn't have to do what New York does.
Of course not. Or Boise. Boise.
You know,
yep.
Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so this is really the important piece of all of this. It'll be a rolling situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have to necessarily be that in as the federal government confers with the state governments. Remember, we are in a federalist system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Trump, I think he got some of his answers wrong. He got it right several previous times, but yesterday in the press conference, he got it kind of wrong that he has ultimate authority. Well, what the premise that he's using is that all 50 states are declared a national emergency, which changes the dynamic there a little bit. He has the authority to lift that if they go to some kind of a reopen plan on some specific date or a rolling date. But it's the governors that decide what happens in their respective states. So it'll be quite interesting. I mean, some of the media understand it. Others did not understand it at all.
All right, hold on. Folks, I'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's a Tuesday morning in Tampa.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Now, what do 285,000 people have in common with the USCCA, you say? Well, they all trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting. Now, for a few dollars a month, the USCCA can provide their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro Second Amendment attorneys, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right. So, go over to the page Americans for America on Facebook. That's Americans for America. We've got a big logo link right on there for the USCCA, and if you click on that, you can have an opportunity to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. And while you're there, you can like the page too. A lot of great articles posted there by a number of great contributors. And then also, if you sign up to become a member, you, depending on the membership you take, you can get up to $474 worth of free stuff. So that's the Americans for America Facebook page, the USCCA logo link, and good luck to you on winning the gun. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello.
Good morning.
Now, the hospital thing we were talking about, do you want to try to explain that about they get so much ahead from the feds?
Not really, but I'll just kind of give the premise. Because, I mean, they can be paid under Medicare and so forth. The hospitals can from the feds. But based on the type of treatment that a COVID patient has in a hospital determines how much the hospitals get paid for the COVID patient.
Right.
So, in other words, the hospitals get the most amount of money from the federal government if the patient is in ICU under a ventilator.
Uh-huh.
But if they go in and if the patient goes in and they don't have to go so far as a ICU or a ventilator, they get paid at a different rate. So we are seeing that in a case of comorbidity, meaning that the patient had an underlying condition, say a heart condition, and they contracted COVID.
Right.
Some hospitals are marking the death they died of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of marking it as a comorbidity, as it's called.
Right.
Or that they died of heart failure.
Yep.
Due to a COVID complication. Now, what is beginning to happen here, based on the price list of what these hospitals get paid, the feds are looking carefully at the medical records and then to see how the death was marked to make sure that, you know, there's not some funny business
sure.
going on. So now we've got a whole other different audit system on how this is transpiring mm-hmm. to ensure that some of these hospitals are
okay.
not gaming the taxpayer.
All right, let's go over to the telephone line. I think I know. Is this Wyoming on the phone?
Yeah, it's Wyoming William, Captain. How are you?
Good. Are you working tonight?
Yes, sir, I am. Still
Hi.
Going strong. Hello, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I heard Trump had some kind of meeting with Saudi Arabia and possibly Russia today.
Yesterday, yeah, I believe, uh-huh.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys could touch on that so I know what to expect. I heard something about cutting back production, but
yeah,
not sure.
Yeah, they're trying to get the prices up. But by the way, what's the weather like out there?
It's really cold, but it quit snowing, so
okay,
it's not slick right now.
All right,
doing all right.
Well, truck them safe out there, William.
You know I will, sir. Just be safe, all right?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay, and he's talking about the news that we got yesterday about the Russian and the U.S. and trying to get the price up. Now, by the way, let me see here. I got the oil prices here in front of me. What did I do with it? at the end of the day yesterday, West Texas crude was $22.41, down 35 cents a barrel. Brent crude was at $31.74, up 26 cents a barrel, and gasoline went up 2 cents to 70 cents a gallon. So that's where the prices were on the market yesterday. Now, what exactly did they establish with their conference?
Well, Trump was on the phone with Saudi Arabia and Moscow, and what they decided for OPEC was that they would come, they had an agreement on a record cut in oil production. Now, the amount of production, the output, is still kind of a slippery number here. But
is it 10 million barrels? Is that what I got here?
Yeah, that would be the output cut.
Okay.
Now, Trump says that it may go higher than that. But originally they had both rejected the cut of 1.5 million barrels per day.
Mm-hmm.
So it has changed, and it looks like it's going to be significantly higher. Now, I'd like to see the final on all this. But nonetheless, they came to some kind of an accommodation. And I think that there is a minimum cut
right.
To the production, and it may go a little bit higher than that. So that then comes back to the United States, where we are much more on a level playing field again, protecting, the United States, Texas, North Dakota, all the other production states. So. This is 9.7 million barrels per day. It's the single largest output cut in history. Interesting.
All right, very good. And let's see here. Okay, that's nothing. Eric is sending me something, but I don't think that has any bearing on it. But anyway, we had the official winner in the Wyoming primary announced yesterday. It was Joe Biden. I think we figured that was going to happen anyway. And then Wisconsin, sorry. And then, of course, also yesterday, Bernie came on the Internet along with Joe and did a FaceTime thing or whatever, and he endorsed him, Joe Biden, that is.
He did, and when Biden was speaking, he was speaking using a teleprompter because he has to stay on message.
Oh, God.
I mean, he can't even get through, you know, 2 or 3 minutes without
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I know. Now, have you heard about the coronavirus victims suit that started that's apparently starting out at some $500 million and up?
A suit against whom?
China.
Oh. Yeah, this one's going to be a slippery thing. We've got several countries that are taking some interesting actions. Now, how far it necessarily goes, we don't know. The International Criminal Court, although the United States is not a signatory to the International Criminal Court, they very rarely even hear anything. The International Criminal Court is worthless, to be honest with you. It's absolutely worthless.
Mm-hmm.
Even if something did get to that threshold, you can bet that China's going to go pay off whoever they need to pay off over there at the ICC. So I wouldn't get too terribly excited about all of this. But as a consequence, interestingly enough, I happen to see a communique coming out of the United Kingdom, and they now were going to use Huawei for their 5G, and the United States had kept telling Britain, don't do this, don't do this, and including France, and now they seem to be rethinking that as a means of punishment to China, that they would not use Huawei.
Well, sure.
So there are some very interesting things that are happening kind of on the backside to punish China. And we haven't necessarily said what the United States will do, but you can bet that our trade representative and, you know, Bob Lighthizer and several others and Steve Mnuchin, when the poor guy has time, are looking at some other things that we can do to punish China. And we will confer with some allied countries in all of this. So it'll be fascinating.
All righty, well, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so stay low up on the mountaintop.
Yes, sir.
All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and Eric, I'll get your answer to your question there in a minute. All right, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, your next military and veterans news segment, coming right up here as we stroll along on a Tuesday morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
But they issued a statement saying that Joe Biden agrees that President Trump was right to close it down to China. Now, he did that. Now, he issued it on Friday night.
President Trump telling reporters at the daily White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing that even Joe Biden reversed course and said he did the right thing by stopping flights to China because of the coronavirus. At the briefing, the president fighting mainstream media criticism of his administration's response, and he plays a video clip with bipartisan praise of the Herculean effort to stop the spread of the virus. In this clip, California Governor, Democrat Gavin Newsom.
He returns calls, he reaches out, he's been proactive. We got that mercy ship that was directly because he sent it down here. 2,000 medical units came to the state of California, these FMS, these field medical stations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our second Military and Veterans News. Brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. You can find out more by going online to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, more and more young people we know are not headed straight off to college from high school. They, in fact, come out of high school via a technical school or vocational school. They've learned a trade, and they are going to, in most cases, wind up getting paid less than what they think they're going to get. Because along the way, they should have told you that a lot of these jobs, if they are union, which most of them are, you are going to wind up being paid what's called an apprentice pay level, and you're going to be an 80%er on top of that, which means you're going to get 80% of whatever the starting wage is, and it'll be that way for upwards to a year, because that's how long apprentices are in some of the trade professions. Now, if you're a bricklayer, if you're a welder, if you're a plumber, an electrician, a carpenter, you can expect that to happen, because a lot of those jobs happen to be union jobs. Now, if you don't want to have that happen, and you would like to start out in a 40-hour-a-week job that would pay you about $60,000 a year, then why not try to become an aviation maintenance tech? Because an aviation maintenance tech is a very demanding job and very in demand job and a very rewarding job, because of the fact that you're going to get rewarded. And the better you do at what you are trained to do, the more work you're going to have, the more money you're going to make. All these planes that are sitting right now around the country, when they come back into the air, they all have to be inspected by an aviation maintenance tech and beyond. They don't have enough aviation maintenance techs to do the job right now. They really don't. So the people that are in training right now that are fixing to graduate are going to have lots of work. Lots of work. And the ones that are there that are going to be running a little bit shorthanded are going to have lots of work. So they're going to make a lot of money. So my point is, now is the time to go to the website, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, to check out the National Aviation Academy online. Once you do that, pick up the phone and call them for a tour. If you want to take a tour, come to one of their locations, either in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, in Tampa Bay. The number is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, or the website, naa.edu. All you got to do is just show up. The rest is simple. And I think you're going to like what you're going to see. Well, the first candidate for the U.S. Army's future tactical drone gets its first soldier-operated flight. Now, the first candidate in the running to replace the U.S. Army's RQ-7 unmanned aircraft system had its first soldier-operated flight in an April 7 capabilities assessment. We'll wait and see how that plays out. And COVID-19 is not slowing down the Army's plans to field enduring indirect fires protection capability, because the Army has had to take a few steps back over the recent years to reconsider its ways forward to develop an enduring capability to defend against rockets, artillery, and mortars, as well as cruise missiles and unmanned aircraft systems, as the threat picture around the world has evolved. And, of course, as we just found out, if North Korea, in fact, launched some cruise missiles, and it appears they did, that's something else that they'll have to be worried about. Now, 9 Army Reserve Medical Task Forces, totaling about 760 soldiers, have mobilized to support the federal response to the COVID-19 epidemic in the northeastern and midwestern part of the United States. And the hastily built field hospital set up by the U.S. Army in Seattle's Pro Football Stadium is now shutting down without ever seeing a patient, so the service can shift their resources wherever they're more urgently needed. This according to the Washington State Governor, Jay Inslee. And Denise and I were talking about the ship, the Comfort, over on the East Coast. That's probably going to be moved to where, I don't know, but it's obviously not needed in New York. So they'll probably move it. Maybe they'll take it back to its base down there in Norfolk. We'll see. Now, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper left the door open for reinstating former aircraft carrier commanding officer Captain Brent Corsier, who was relieved of duty last week after he was urged by the Navy to step up to its response to a was urging the Navy, rather, to step up its response to the COVID-19 outbreak in its 4,800-person ship. And as it stands right now, 600 members of his crew, former crew, I should say, have been infected with the virus. So he had himself quite the serious situation going on the ship, and of course he himself came down with it. Now, the Naval Academy has canceled the Class of 2020 commissioning events. The U.S. Naval Academy has officially canceled all of this year's commissioning week events amidst the concern of the COVID-19 epidemic, according to the Academy. In addition, the captain of the San Diego-based guided missile destroyer Decatur, here we go, here's another one, was removed from the command back in January for filing false position reports to the Navy, according to a Navy investigation recently obtained from the Union Tribune in San Diego. My goodness. Is it just me, or is the Navy having a bunch of problems, or have they had a bunch of problems? And the Air Force isn't ready to implement any stop-loss orders yet, but the COVID-19 epidemic has prompted the service to seek volunteers to remain in uniform beyond their current planned separation dates. They used to call that rubber stamping it for the good of the service. And 8 Special Tactics Airmen received awards following a 3-month deployment with the Army's 75th Ranger Regiment in Afghanistan last summer. This according to the 24th Special Operations Wing. Also, the families of 4 Marines killed in an April 3, 2018 CH-53 crash in El Centro, California, filed a lawsuit against 2 companies they allege provided a faulty part that led to the deadly crash. That's a shame. And drill instructors and recruits aboard the San Diego, California recruit depot are now donning green skivvy shirt face masks in compliance with guidance from the Department of Defense to help slow the spread of COVID-19. That ought to be looking good when you meet your DI there at the depot, and there he is with his nice shiny green mask. Now, the havoc unleashed by the indiscriminate COVID-19 has not only ravaged the respiratory systems of the American public and the U.S. military alike, but jeopardized a well-oiled machine hell-bent on maintaining readiness and tradition as well when it comes to the Marines. Now, again, Special Forces, they are moving along full speed ahead just like normal. Nothing is stopping them. Their training is still going on. And there you go. I just said, about the destroyer? No, they were sending false, let's see here, let me find it here real quick. The fire Decatur captain, the guided missile destroyer, was filing false position reports to the Navy, telling him he was someplace and he was actually someplace else. You just don't do that, folks. You just don't do that. All right, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch and Chris Markowski, too. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks.
Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's my buddy Donna Fiducia. I can remember her years ago, by the way, when I first heard her on the radio. It was in New York City, and she was a traffic copter girl. For WNBC, and she used to be up there in the copter and calling down with the traffic reports, and then she wound up, of all things, being on the Howard Stern show before she went over to Fox News and all that stuff and became a legitimate news reporter. But anyway, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by my buddy Guy Lamakis, who is the Two Guys Gun Show guy, but he also has the gun store called Phoenix Ordnance at 8601 49th Street in Pinellas Park. Now, when it comes to gun shops and gun shows, sometimes smaller is definitely better. You can get a better deal there and get personalized service. And they are open every day. They are open Tuesday through Saturday. Phoenix Ordnance, 8601 49th Street in Pinellas Park, Florida. Stop on by and say howdy howdy. See what they have to offer. They've also got ammunition there, too. So it's all good at the Phoenix Ordnance, 8601 49th Street, Pinellas Park. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Big day yesterday in New York. You had head honcho Governor Andrew Cuomo running the show there for those other governors in those states getting ready to figure out what they're going to do in terms of opening up for business.
Yeah, they're coming under the understanding that businesses are going under. They have a lot of constituents out there that are obviously going nuts about their businesses, and also the fact that there's no revenue coming in to any of those state capitals. And these states are very, very progressive, and they need that tax revenue, and they don't know what they're going to do without it. We already got a lot of unions here in New York that are complaining because their pay increase has been thwarted for the time being, and they're very, very upset about that, which, again, I think is ridiculous in a time of crisis, quite honestly. But, so they got constituents that are none too happy, and they need that money to start flowing. So they're going to have to do something at some point in time. I mean, you take a look at the numbers, not nowhere near what anyone projected, not even close to what anyone projected. You break down the numbers even in regards to who's getting sick and pre-existing conditions that are involved. There's going to be a lot of questioning of whether or not this could have been handled a little bit differently. With that being said, again, you do not want to throw your state economy into an absolute depression, not to mention the fact, Matt, a lot of these people, we all know that these are states where many people are constantly moving to the South in the first place.
Yep.
So they don't want more of that.
Now, we've got four states today that are going to have major protests. One of them is going to have a really big protest, but I'll start with Florida. Today at Tallahassee at the state capitol, right there in the steps, you're going to have a protest there about opening up Florida, as well as some other things. I guess it's just where people will assemble, but that's part of it. In Ohio, they're protesting about opening up the state. North Carolina, the same, open up North Carolina. And in Michigan, they've got a big-time problem there, a major protest going on. The governor, there's a major recall petition out for the governor.
She's lost her mind up there. I mean, it's just things that just don't make any sense. You can't buy paint. You can't buy... you can go into a store, but you can't go down certain aisles and buy certain things.
You can't buy grass seed. You can't buy plant seed. You can't buy anything. People usually want to work in the garden or something like that when they're at home. You can't buy any of that.
Yes. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's absolute craziness if you ask me. I don't understand the, thought process behind a lot of these things too. Again, it's strange the things that they don't allow people to do. Somebody can't play tennis. You can't do this. Getting together in a park. Police officers really overstepping their bounds in many respects.
Like Port Charlotte?
It's crazy. Enough is enough here, okay? I don't understand the need to go that far. I understand that, police have their orders to do various different things. I just think there might be a little bit better way to handle it.
Right, and I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. California, by the way, today, 3 p.m. our time, 12 noon their time, along with Oregon and Washington State, are having a meeting. They're calling it a developing plan to reopen their states, all three of their states out there in the West Coast. Governor Gavin Newsom is leading the way there.
Yeah, well, listen, they've done a good job getting that down. Again, we're going to find out. We'll obviously know a lot more about this later on in regards to how early the coronavirus actually got to California. I think it was probably first in the country and on the West Coast, and it's probably been there for a while. And the herd immunity that worked its way through the system over there, I think it's high time that they get those states open and running without a doubt. I mean, it's gotten to a point in time where it's getting a little bit ridiculous. They've been able to get it down under control, it's time to take the next steps.
Now, I'm going to call him Dr. Who because I don't even want to try to pronounce his name, but the fellow who's in charge of WHO, who's not a doctor, he's a biochemist, and it's the first time they have not had a doctor, I might explain, in front of the in charge of the World Health Organization. The director general is hoping that he will get funding from the United States and support from the United States. He's just hoping that's going to happen when he's backstabbed the United States over and over again.
Well, it's not just that. It's also places like Taiwan. I was reading a story this morning about how Taiwan was asking the World Health Organization to send emails over back in December in regards to coronavirus and wanted further information and person-to-person spread of this disease, and that was all basically thwarted by the World Health Organization because they don't like Taiwan, and they side with China, and China and Taiwan, they all know that their relationship isn't a cozy one. So, you know, it's things like that is when you're allowing politics to get involved when it comes to science and healthcare and doing what's best for the planet. And obviously, that guy's a political animal.
Now, I don't want to jinx anything, but stocks tumbled yesterday following the biggest week for the market since 1974. And today I see a lot of green.
I mean, listen, we're starting up with bank earnings, you know, right now, and we all know that the earnings are not going to be very good for most companies. It's just how bad they're going to be. And, you know, a lot of these companies are not going to be able to offer guidance. But I think much of that is priced in to the markets to some degree. If we're in a little bit in the green, it might be because of the hope that, we're closer to the end of this situation and maybe we can move forward. That's the reality is just that, you know, that once you start getting things opened up little by little, then you're going to start seeing some improvements where we can start healing, little by little and the markets will follow suit.
Now you and I talked about something about how the coronavirus was paying these hospitals a certain amount of money. I guess we could technically call it so much ahead for having coronavirus patients, correct?
Yes. So, you're talking about the Medicare reimbursements?
Yeah, if they go all the way with coronavirus, it's $26,000 a patient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a large. You talk about ventilators and everything like that.
Yeah.
Hospital stays.
Yep.
Yeah, hospital stays can be very, very expensive, without a doubt.
Yeah, which is why a lot of these hospitals were trying to make it look like whether they'd come in with a heart attack or whatever, that they were actually there because of coronavirus, because they would get that $26,000. I'm just saying, that's all, but there's been some.
Listen, you're probably, I mean, the instances of people dying of heart attacks and cancer and all these other ailments have gone straight down. How is that possible?
It's not. It's right. Not. So therefore, these ones.
Yep.
Now, here's the other thing. The hospitals were already racing to secure some sort of credit lifeline, if you will, from various Wall Street companies and banks, were they not?
Yes, sir. One, hospitals are in deep, deep trouble now. I mean, most hospitals are empty around the country. They order all the non-essential surgeries not taking place. The hospitals are empty, and they're losing millions upon millions of dollars right now.
Now, the music. We'll continue this tomorrow with some other stuff that's still going to be there. I was just going to talk about Amazon adding a whole bunch of jobs again. They're deeming non-essential products as becoming part of what they're going to start to continue to sell on the Internet. So there you go. I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Same time.
You've got to have a good one.
Thank you. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. And we'll be back. Meantime, coming up, we've got Ron Edwards, so don't go anywhere. Flip will be happy.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.